Now let's turn to Dan Raviv, a longtime CBS correspondent in the Middle East, author of multiple books on Israeli espionage, including Spies Against Armageddon. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Raviv. Dan, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. And I guess the place to start would be, what was the impetus for this latest escalation of violence between Israel and Hamas?
Good morning. Yeah, about 10 days ago, it was basically a dispute over several houses in Jerusalem, specifically East Jerusalem. That's the mostly Arab part of that ancient holy city. East Jerusalem was captured by Israel in 1967, and Israel then reunified the city. But there have been disputes between Jewish landowners and Arab landowners. In this case, it was some land that was owned by Jews, but then in 1948, when Israel was born, Jordan seized that land and gave the houses to some Arabs. Well, you can just imagine, here we are all these years later. The disputes are in the Israeli courts. The Arabs claim they're being evicted, and they got so much attention and made so much noise about it that protests broke out in other places. In a city called Lod, that's just east of Tel Aviv, that's about half and half Arab and Jewish, trouble in the streets. And then at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, the famous silver-domed holy place to Muslims, Israeli police went up there, and they were using tear gas and stun grenades trying to disperse the crowds. But the video of those incidents, Israeli police going into a famous mosque, again got Muslims so angry that there was trouble in the streets. It got bigger and bigger. And 2 days ago, Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip, decided to enter this whole fray and act really heroic and launched hundreds of rockets at Israeli towns and villages trying to terrorize Israel. And the result so far is, what, maybe at least 36 dead in Gaza, at least 6 Israelis killed, and no end to this. There's now rockets coming from Gaza, and the Israeli military's hitting back at Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip.
Is there some kind of a potential off-ramp here? It sounds like the Biden administration, they are starting to really engage now, sending an envoy over there. And you also have the Egyptians who are trying to talk to both sides behind closed doors, some back channels. What would the off-ramp potentially be?
Yeah, you've got that right. And we've seen this before. There was a substantial war in 2014 between Israel and the radical Hamas party that runs Gaza. And Israeli troops are reluctant to roll into the Gaza Strip. But sometimes they say the only way to silence the rocket launchers and get at some of the Hamas leaders is to actually go in there. Now, so far, the Israelis have not done that. The United States wants quiet, basically. I mean, we know the Biden administration does not see the Israeli-Palestinian problem as a really high priority. The Biden team has other priorities in that part of the world, getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, resetting our relationship with Saudi Arabia. Biden's not as friendly as Donald Trump had been toward the Saudis. And also the Iran nuclear accord. You remember Trump walked away from it. Biden wants to re-enter it, thinking that's the best way to control Iran. So this Israeli-Palestinian issue is just a horrible distraction. The U.S. is on Israel's side, but the Biden team really has no contact with Hamas in Gaza, and that's why we use Turkey and Egypt to talk to them. Now, the reports from the region say that Hamas is ready now for a ceasefire because they like what has happened so far. It looks like Israelis have been terrorized, and so Hamas feels good about it. And that's why the reports say that Israel has rejected the idea of a ceasefire. It's kind of ugly, it's kind of brutal, but the Israelis say that they have to strike at Hamas leadership before this round ends. And then you suddenly could get a ceasefire by this weekend. That's been the pattern in previous flare-ups.
I'm joined by Dan Raviv, a longtime CBS correspondent in the Middle East. You can follow on Twitter for the latest at Dan Raviv. One final question for you. The Trump administration made a number of deals with different countries in the region and created some relationships between those countries with Israel, positive relationships. Is that playing into any of this, and could that potentially help to form some kind of a peace deal if it's navigated correctly?
Yeah, what a good point, because that is a new element that Israel has: open and generally friendly relations with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, as well as Morocco and Sudan. So how does that get used right now? Well, so far, we had a big statement from the United Arab Emirates condemning Israel for sending its police into the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem and basically blaming Israel for these problems. That was the UAE showing a sense of Arab solidarity. They still care about Palestinians. So far it's just positioning and statements. But yes, it does seem to me that when Israel is ready for a ceasefire, feeling that it has retaliated against Hamas enough, that the new relationships with some Arab countries could help. You're quite right about that. You know, all of that is in flux because the relationships with the UAE and Bahrain are new, and maybe those governments will turn against Israel. So far, just that hostile, critical statement. This is one of those things that happens from time to time, and I think reminds us we'd like to see Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, though we don't seem to have strong leadership on both sides. Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's in question, right? A new coalition may be formed in Israel after the recent election. We don't know who the leader of Israel will be 1 month from now. A lot of question marks in a very volatile region.
Dan Raviv, longtime CBS correspondent in the Middle East, author of multiple books on Israeli espionage, including Spies Against Armageddon. And you can follow him on Twitter for the latest at Dan Raviv. Dan, thank you so much for the time and insight. We really appreciate it.
Good to be with you.